Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 363 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, and the piece of undershirt was broke me her hair mouth. The cord around her neck was drawn so tight it was sunk in her flesh. I don't know whether Mr. Frank went upstairs or not after we reached his house. I think he called to his wife to get him his collar and tie. He got his coat and vest someplace, but I don't know where. At the time, Mrs. Frank was calling Mr. Darley. Mr. Frank was putting on his collar and tie down in the reception hall. We were at the house 15 or 20 minutes. After Mrs. Frank had said something about Mr. Frank getting his breakfast before he went, Mr. Black said something about a drink would do good. Mrs. Frank then called her mother, who said that there wasn't any liquor in the house, that Mr. Selig had an acute attack of digestion the night before and used it all up. Mr. Frank readily consented to go to the undertaker's with us. When we got in the car, we told him it was Mary Fagan, and he said he could tell whether she was an employee or not by looking at his book, that he knew very few of the girls. Yes. Anybody facing the door of the little chapel at the undertaker's could have seen the corpse. As to whether I know that Mr. Frank didn't see the corpse, he could have got a glance at the whole corpse, but when Mr. Giesling turned the face over, no one could have got a good look at the face unless they stepped in the room. Mr. Giesling turned the young lady's face directly toward me. Mr. Frank was standing somewhere behind me, outside of the room. I turned around to see if Mr. Frank was looking. I don't know that he didn't get a glance at the corpse, but no one but Mr. Giesling and I at this moment stepped up and looked at the little girl's face. What Mr. Frank and Mr. Black saw behind my back, I can't say. I don't say that Mr. Frank stepped into that dressing room, but he passed out of my view. So did Mr. Black. Mr. Giesling had a better view of Mr. Black and Mr. Frank than I did, because my back was...